This is Rudy Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Day toll in Kalikot landslide reaches 10. Two persons still missing in the landslide. Biriganj reports 41 new cases of coronavirus. 60 houses at Sankarapuri municipality in Sankhu at risk of landslide. And coronavirus cases surpass 25 million as pandemic strains nations around the world. Now the news in detail. 10 persons, including 4 members of the same family, died as 4 houses collapsed in a dry landslide occurred at Nagma Bazar in Tilagufa municipality, Kalikot, yesterday. 2 more people are still missing in the landslide. Deputy Superintendent of Police Sam Olia in the district police office said that the house of local Prayag Sahi had collapsed in the landslide. 2 people were rescued from the site have been taken to the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences in Jumla for treatment. The houses of Lali Nepali, Mandir Katuwal, Dhanapati Bika and Bir Berikar had collapsed due to the landslide. 6 dead bodies were retrieved last night. The deceased have been identified as Prayag Sahi, Hima Sahi, Niranjan Sahi and Akal Sahi. Prayag's wife Punni Sahi and Arjun Hamal were rescued from the landslide and they are receiving treatment at Karnali Academy of Health Sciences. 45-year-old Aiti Kharka of Beriganga, 20-year-old Amrit Thapa of Birendranagar Surkhet district and locals 35-year-old Manabir Badwal, 27-year-old Tek Berikar, 24-year-old Thaila Berikar and 10-year-old Gajendra Berikar also died in the incident. The police said that the identity of those missing in the landslide is not ascertained so far and a search for them is underway. A man undergoing treatment at Bharatpur Hospital died of coronavirus infection this morning. Hospital's COVID-19 clinical team coordinator Dr. Pramod Paurel said that 78-year-old man of Bharatpur Metropolis breathed his last due to coronavirus infection. Dr. Paurel informed he was admitted to the COVID ICU of Bharatpur Hospital after he complained of respiratory complications on 18th August. With this, the number of deaths from coronavirus infection has reached 13 in Chitwan. Similarly, one woman died of coronavirus infection in Rupandehi district last night. According to Chief District Officer Rupandehi, 68-year-old woman died on the way to Vim Hospital, Bhairahava. 41 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Biriganj through PCR tests conducted at Biriganj-based Narayani Hospital last night. Spokesperson of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Atulesh Kumar Chaurasia, said 33 males and 8 females were confirmed positive for the coronavirus. 5 scrub typhus patients have been found in the Dartula district. Among them, 3 are male and 2 female. Dr. Gajendra Dual at the district hospital Dartula said scrub typhus infection has been found in 1 male person in Mahakali municipality, in 2 women and 1 man in Malik Arjun rural municipality and in 1 male person of Bias rural municipality. One of the infected people has been referred to Dhangadi while another person has been admitted at the district hospital for treatment. Dr. Dual said the health condition of 3 others infected is normal. 3 corona infected persons who were undergoing treatment at 2 different isolation wards have returned home following health recovery. District Health Office Bakis corona focal person Naresh Shrestha said 2 persons have recovered from Medical College Chisapani Isolation Center and 1 person from Sushil Koirala Cancer Hospital. With this, the total number of recoveries from the coronavirus infection has reached 730 in Bakis district. 60 houses at Thap Bhanjang in Sankarapur municipality, Sankhu, have been at risk of a landslide that has continued following rain some days ago. Local resident Gopal Dhakal said 50 Roponis land and 3 feet road have sunk in the area. Local people said transportation service for the local people will be cut if immediate measures are not taken in controlling the landslip. Mayor of Sankarapur municipality has recently inspected the road and the settlement at risk. He suggested that a study of the settlement and road at risk will be carried out. Mayor said initiatives will be taken to control the landslide. The risk of the Karnali River breaching its bank has increased in Tikapur due to the rapid erosion of the river bank. The river has started eroding the embankment at the municipality's wards number 2, which was constructed by the Rani Jamara Kularia irrigation project. According to Zapat Sudari, the settlements at ward number 2, 7 and 8 of the municipality will be washed away. So that is said, the river started eroding the embankment rapidly as it was weak although constructed a year back. Meanwhile, a team comprising Tikapur Municipality Mayor Tapinder Bahadur Rawal, representatives of the irrigation project and the project's technicians has inspected the site. Mayor Rawal said after the inspection that the settlements are at the risk and the municipality's disaster prevention committee had decided to construct embankment using bioengineering method. He said the municipality will also ask for help from the district disaster management committee in this connection. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden have clashed over the violence that has erupted at protests in Portland, Oregon. Trump blamed the Democratic mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, for allowing the death and destruction of his city. But Biden said the president was recklessly encouraging violence. A man was shot dead in Portland on Saturday as elsewhere in the city of a pro-Trump rally clashed with Black Lives Matter protesters. Portland has become a flashpoint for demonstrations against police brutality and racism since the police killing of African-American George Floyd in Minneapolis on 25th May triggered a wave of national and international outrage. India has set a record for the world's highest single-day increase in coronavirus cases. The nation, the world's third most infected on Sunday, reported 78,761 new cases in 24 hours. The rise comes as the government continues to lift restrictions to try to boost an economy that lost millions of jobs when the virus hit in March. An upsurge of COVID-19 in many rural areas continues to be a major concern. According to Johns Hopkins University, global infection passed 25 million, with deaths exceeding 844,000. More than 16.5 million people have recovered from the virus. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, will vote on 14 September to select a new leader to succeed Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe, Japan's longest-serving premier, said on Friday he was resigning due to a worsening of a chronic illness, paving the way for an LDP leadership election. The LDP president is virtually guaranteed of being Prime Minister because of the party's majority in the lower house of parliament. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Death toll in Calicut landslide reaches 10, two persons still missing in the landslide. Birganj reports 41 new cases of coronavirus, 60 houses at Sankarapur municipality in Sakhu at a risk of landslide, and coronavirus cases surpassed 25 million as pandemic strains nations around the world. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinedinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.